meant to be.
Good morning, KC. It is the Rocket and Trish Show. I want to say hi to Emily Welch from KNBC. We have her on today. And they did a little segment. Donna Pittman was on with the little puppy. Are shelter dogs the way to go nowadays?
Well, everybody has their own choice of which kind of dogs they want. And yes, there's a lot of doggies and shelters that need good homes and could be adopted. And the one they were showing is really cute.
It was 11-year-old.
11-year-old, blind and deaf. And me and Tara both went, we want it.
But see, you've always been that way for the dogs. Like, there was one dog you were obsessed with. That you always go after the ones that really, really need the help.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I want the ones that are, like, so ugly that nobody else would want them.
Like Walter's a shelter dog, right?
Yes.
Do you ever think about how great his life is now and how you've changed his life?
Yes, but I don't like to think about his past and him having other parents because it's just John and I.
Here's the deal. I love the fact that people go out and get animals, but don't do it if you can't do it because I'm the guy that cannot have a dog.
Yeah, like the time that Rocket had good intentions and he's like, let's go adopt a dog. So he did. And then I kid you not, 2 hours later, Teresa, oh my God, it's hurting my asthma. I don't know what to do and I'm too embarrassed to take it back. You got to help me. And then I had to find a new home for the dog.
But since then I've learned, right?
I guess because you haven't tried to adopt any more animals.
Nope. Anyway, those you do the adopt the shelter dogs, thank you. That's all I want to say.
You're welcome.
What are you going to do if Walter one day comes to you and says, I'm an adult now. I want to find my mom and dad.
They abandoned him. You don't need those parents.
You were so cruel to her sometimes.
You don't know their story, Tara. Maybe they couldn't provide. And right. It was actually the biggest
now they won the
gift
lottery,
of love to give him
money,
away.
Why do you have to bring this up, Teresa? I love him so much.
Good morning, Casey.
All right, let's get to our trending topics. Like Rocket said, beautiful day today. Warm temperatures, but kind of cloudy, a little drizzly. Yeah, but I definitely like the warm temps. Students at Florida's Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School are headed back to class today for the first time, 2 weeks after the mass shooting that killed 17 people. They're going to make a very emotional return. They got to go on Sunday, and they had an orientation. They had a lot of support services that were there for both parents and students. And then today, they will also be on hand. They'll have officers there, and they're going to have shortened four-hour days.
Let me ask you a question. Are there some kids who you think, because here's the deal. I don't think I personally could go back if I witnessed something. You had a really valid point earlier, too, about your son, if they were there. And it depends on if you saw somebody or knew somebody.
Yeah, it would be very difficult. They interviewed one young man on the national news that said he actually had his best friend died. And he said, I'm just not ready yet. And then some of the other survivors said it's almost like surviving a plane crash and then having to get right back on that same plane.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I would totally understand if some of them never wanted to go back to that school. Meanwhile, one of the country's biggest sporting goods chains, Dick's Sporting Goods, is no longer selling what it calls assault-style rifles. The retailer says it's also ending sales of high-capacity magazines and will no longer sell any type of gun to anyone under the age of 21.
That's a huge announcement. Breaking news.
Mm-hmm. Authorities say they finally found Amelia Earhart's car. A 1932 Hudson that was owned by the legendary aviator was reportedly stolen in Los Angeles on Friday. The LAPD says the vintage car was discovered Monday night parked in an East Side neighborhood. The new owner of Earhart's car says the rare vehicle is one of only 14 that still exists.
I love the big statue of her at the Legends.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
Have you ever gone up to Atchison? And they have lots of stuff there to look at.
I've been there, but I don't think I've seen the museum.
Yeah, you should go check it out sometime.
I will.
If you need to catch some extra Z's today, it's your day. It's National Public Sleeping Day. It's the perfect time to go take a nap in a park, maybe on the sidewalk. Where would you take, if you had to pick a public place, where would you go?
Yeah, probably outside the Chicken and Pickle.
I would say for sure our stoop here in Westport, super great.
Sounds some sarcasm.
Really?
Lots of sarcasm in that one. And Oprah, she has done a new interview, and it's out this week, where she talks about how she can house train her own dogs. And she's doing it with Reese Witherspoon and Mindy Kaling because they all star in the new movie Wrinkle in Time together. And when Oprah talks about training her own dogs, Reese and Mindy, they can't believe it.
I trained my own dogs, too.
What?
Yeah, I used Tamara learning to roll over kind of stuff. But just like house train, you have to house train your own dogs.
I thought celebrities took their dogs and dropped them off at a place.
No.
And they train them and they send them back to you and you say,
no,
they sit.
No. I trained three dogs at one time when they were like 12 weeks, 8 weeks.
I don't train dogs.
You don't?
No.
You don't house train your dogs?
You say, drop them off at
you
the place.
You drop them off with the guy.
I have a movie trainer guy.
There's training.
Well, I can't believe Oprah sitting on the ground being like, sit. Sit.
It's not sit. It's paw. It's taking them out to learn not to pee or poo in the house.
But you're so busy.
My gosh. I did three at one time. I almost lost my mind. I almost lost my mind. I had three at one time.
I take my dogs out and they poop and pee outside. And then they still enjoy doing it inside. It's very weird. So, A Wrinkle in Time. Have you guys, did you ever read that book growing up?
No, but you told me about it.
For some reason, and I don't know why, I always get A Wrinkle in Time mixed up with The Phantom Toll Booth. Have nothing to do with each other. I read The Phantom Toll Booth when I was growing up, and I always thought it was A Wrinkle in Time. And then I saw the trailer. I said, I have never, ever read that book. But it is coming out in theaters on March 9th, and we actually have an advanced screening. Here's a little bit of the trailer.
You were a top student, but look at you now. You can't keep using your father's disappearance as an excuse to act out.
Is that his work? What's it about?
Their dad, he wanted to touch the stars.
Imagine that the aunt here wants to get to her other hand.
His quickest option is to walk across the street.
But it turns out a straight line is not the shortest distance between two points. Not if you use a fifth dimension.
It's outside of the rules we know of time and space. So the ant arrives in my hand instantaneously.
So you fall to space.
More likely wrinkle it.
That makes my brain hurt just a little bit, but it looks like a beautiful movie.
Every
phone
is
visually stunning.
It looks beautiful,
yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. Since all the phones are lit up, let's give away 5 pair of passes. So, Tara, sorry to make you work harder. The first 5 callers will give you each a pair of passes to our advanced screening, which will happen on Monday, March 5th. The movie doesn't even hit theaters until March 9th. So call right now, 576-7093.
Wake up with Rocket and Teresa.
Here we go.
So wake me up, up, up.
On Mix 93.3.